Hey Katambay, sa episode natin ngayon, since nasa buwan pa rin tayo ng Feb-ibig, marami sa atin ang nag-aasam or nag-aantay at naghahanap ng the right one, ng the one, the OTL, one true love. Pero sa kakahanap natin ng the one, ang tanong ko lang ay, tayo ba ay the right one na? Kaya naman yan ang ating pag-uusapan at pagkikwentuhan dito sa ating tambayan. How to attract the right one? So tune in, listen to this, and I pray that you will be equipped to be the right one. Usapang pag-ibig pa rin tayo mga katambay dahil tayo na sa buwan ng Feb-ibig. Okay? May mga nakausap po akong single that are wondering and thinking kung paano na nga ba matatagpuan si Mr. o si Miss Right. Kaya naman napapakanta na sila ng ikaw na ba si Mr. Right? Kaya hanggang ngayon, naghahanap pa rin sila, no? Ng kanilang OTL, One True Love, The Right One. May iba naman na iba ang kwento. Puro naman sablay ang kanilang nakakasama sa relationship. Well, the thing is, may lesson yan, katambay. Pero paano nga ba mahahanap ang the one? Paano nga ba mahahanap ang the right one? How can we attract the one person para sa atin? The right person para sa atin. Hello mga katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Follow me mga katambay dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other platforms na pinakikinggan mo ito. Make sure lang to hit that follow button and bell button para wala kang ma-miss na episodes. I am sure isa ito sa mga tanong ng madami. Nagtatanong na kung paano nga ba matatagpuan ang right person for me. Now, katambay, I am not an expert, okay, in this field. Pero what I want to highlight dito is yung message na it's not about attracting the right one, looking for the right one, but it's about being the right one. For me, this is the best way to find the one. Be the right one. Ang dami ng one, nalilito ka na ba? For at the end of the day, katambay, you attract what you are. Uulitin ko yun, ha? You attract what you are. There's a quote in the internet that I saw. Ang ganda ng message. Perfect na perfect, no? Ang sabi dito, treat yourself like a queen and you'll attract a king. This is my point, katambay. Now, nadinig natin doon sa Aldab, no? Sinabi nila Lola, yung sa tamang panahon. Naalala nyo yan? Sa tamang panahon. And I agree with that. Tama naman yung sa mga sinasabi nilang sa tamang panahon, darating din ang tamang tao. Pero as I am reflecting on this, maybe darating ang tamang panahon kung ikaw ay tamang tao na para sa iba. That yes, you also need to work on it. Mag-effort, ayusin ang sarili so that you would attract the right one. And this is inspired by an article na nabasa ko, no? Itong i-share ko sa inyo ngayon. So ito ang ating pagkwentuhan on how can we attract the right one. This article is written by Diana Sabatin. Napakaganda, no? Number one, how can we attract the right one? Well, you need to stick with what you don't want. Itinuro po sa akin ng aking mentor yung dapat that when you're finding a life partner, you need to have a negotiable and non-negotiable. Yung negotiable, yun yung okay kung meron siya nito, pwede rin naman kung wala. Pero yung non-negotiable ay ibang usapan po ito. Hindi pwedeng wala itong hinahanap mong ito o hindi pwedeng kapag meron siya nito. Huwag na huwag mong ililipat, katambay, ang mga nasa listahan mo ng non-negotiable sa negotiable mo. Dahil lang may kotse, dahil maganda ang katawan, may six-pack abs, dahil lang may itsura, guwapo eh, ang ganda. Dahil lang famous, yan, or for other reason. Katambay, stick to it, to your non-negotiable. There's a reason kung bakit yan ang non-negotiable mo. And I believe one reason nito ay happiness. Kasi alam mo na magiging masaya ka dito. And another is peace of mind. Alright? Tama ba ito, katambay? Or tama? So please, 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 don't settle for anyone less. If ayaw mo, oks lang. It's okay to stay single naman eh, than to be in a relationship just for the sake na masabing you're in a relationship. Maling-mali yan. You know what? You'll just end up hurting others or that person. And at the end of the day, you'll just end up hurting yourself. Also, one more, katambay, listen, ha? Please, huwag mong iisipin na ayos lang kung wala siya nung non-negotiable ko. Aayusin ko na lang siya. Wow! Gagawin ko siyang mabait. Gagawa ako ng paraan para maging ganun ka. Wow, katambay! Please take note that it's not your role to change people. So, kung may red flag na napapansin ka na, katambay, don't settle with that person. Stick to what you don't want. It's not your job to change people. Take note of that. For the only one that you need to change is yourself. Let's move on. Number two. We're talking about how can we attract the right one. Okay? Be the best version of yourself. In order to be the right one, then you need to upgrade. Sabi ko nga, di ba? Be the best version of yourself. You need to improve. You need to invest in yourself. Diana Sabatin said, invest in yourself, develop yourself, and educate yourself. Because seeing someone who is whole, happy, educated, and living their best life is extremely attractive. Yun talaga ang attractive, okay? Hindi lang sa physical. Yun kasi ang nagiging basehan natin ngayon eh. Yung external lang, okay? Yung pangangatawan lang, alright? Now, kabaliktaran naman ng kanina. That you pursue to be in a relationship so that person, yung karelasyon mo, kaya mo gustong pumasok sa relasyon, well, siya naman ang magbabago sa'yo. So that person would change you to be better, no? Well, if that's your purpose, to be in a relationship, that's why you're looking for the right one, katambay, hindi ka relasyon ang hinahanap mo, ang kailangan mo. What you need is a coach, a life coach. Dahil hindi rin hindi rin role ng partner mo ang baguhin ka. Yes, they could inspire you, they could influence you, pero at the end of the day, ang decision na magbago ay nasa iyo pa rin. Alright? Number 3, we're talking about how can we attract the right one. No? Number 3 is, katamba, you need to trust the process. Ang ganda nung sinabi ni Diana sa article na you can't let your impatience make romantic decisions for you. Tama nga naman. We need to be patient, alright? It will take time. Lalo na, for example, heartbroken ka. Dahil you're in a relationship, then you found out na may iba pala yung karelasyon mo. Ouch, no? So, the process ay you should heal first. Okay? Yun yung proseso. Dapat. Alright? Let me tell you an analogy. One day, nasira po yung microwave namin. Kaya, I brought it to the service center. Okay? So, after checking, they told me that kailangan niya ng time to be repaired. Kasi, may mga parts na papaltan. May mga parts na dapat pang i-check. Alright? So, I left the microwave there and after a week, I receive a message na okay na siya. Okay? So, napansin nyo, kung yung appliances nga kailangan ng panahon para magawa muli, para maging maayos muli, ganun din po tayo. Fixing ourselves would also take time. Hindi agad-agad. Kaya patience is required. May proseso po siya. Kasi ang problema, hindi tayo maka-attract ng right one. Bakit parang sablay na naman, parang maling relasyon na naman? Well, the question is, ikaw ba? Or the right one ka ba? Or the broken one as of the moment? Tapos pumasok ka sa isang relasyon kagad. So, yung brokenness na dapat mag-heal ka, the heart that you have to fix ay hindi pa ayos, ay bit-bit mo dun sa bagong relationship mo. So, sa tingin mo, anong mangyayari? Maghihilom? My beloved friends, malabo yung paghihilom. Most likely, ay yung brokenness mo ay makahawa pa at maging broken din yung tao na karelasyon mo. Kaya dapat nga may proseso. In order for you to be the right one, trust the process. If you have to go through again grieving and being single, again, uulitin ko, there's nothing wrong with that. Unahin mo muna ang sarili mo. Mabuo muna muli ang puso mo. Then, kapag ready ka na, you could say that you're the right one. Tapos, ang ganda nun, bit-bit mo pa yung mga lesson na natutunan mo doon sa heartbreak mo. Okay? So, you really need to trust the process. Don't skip. At the same time, huwag magmadali. Hindi naman po karera ang pagiging in a relationship. Just enjoy life. Enjoy the process, my beloved friends. Alright? At this point, I invite you to listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Hey guys, Burns Okazi here. Thanks for tuning in to The Abundance Network. Just want to drop in and ask you something. Are you also that type of person who gets so scared and frustrated whenever your friends ask you why Catholics worship Mary and the saints and you just don't know how to answer? Have you ever wondered how to properly read and really understand the Bible as a Catholic? Wow, I know those are very, very interesting and deep geek out questions. So please join me in Unboxing Catholicism as we discover the richness, truth, and beauty of our faith and learn to defend it clearly without being preachy. See you there!
Alright, so after you finish listening to this episode, I encourage you to listen to them. And I am telling you, you will be blessed. Now, bakit nga ba natin kailangang piliing maging right one. Ayan. This is a reminder. Baka yung iba iisipin, syempre, ay, aayaw ka ba sa right one? So, bakit nga? Bakit naman yung iba ayaw yun? So, let me share to you the benefits. Okay? The benefits that this could bring, alright? In pursuing to be the right one for others. Number one, when you're the right one, you build strong and healthy relationship. Diba? Tama po eh. If tama ka sa ibang tao, if you're the right one for the others, hindi siya yung relasyon na masasabi mong madaling masira, madaling mabuwag. Diba? Kasi ganito yan eh. For example, when you purchase an item na alam mong original, na alam mong legit, you know that it will last. Diba? Kasi original. Kasi tama. Diba? Tama yung quality, tama yung pagkakagawa. But once you purchase an item na alam mong imitation or fake, eh baka bibilang ka lang ng araw, sira na. Diba? Ganun ang pinag-uusapan natin. When you're ready and when you're the right one, then you could build a strong relationship. A relationship that could last. Alright? Kasi nga, buo ka na eh. Kumbaga sa item, legit ke. Okay ke. Okay? Another benefit is, it improves your own happiness. And this will help you a lot because at the end of the day, di ba, yun naman ang goal din sa relationship. It's to be happy. And at the same time, to give that happiness. Kasi ganun naman ang nangyayari. Ang tao, kapag nakikita mong nakakapag-provide ka ng kasiyahan sa ibang tao, ikaw rin nagiging masaya. And when you're the right one, di ba? Nagiging cause ka ng joy ng ibang tao. Di ba? Wala ka dun sa point na ang iniisip mo ay baka makasakit ka or maybe you don't deserve this kind of person. No. Diba? Only happiness. Another benefit. Develop positive character traits. For pursuing to be the right one for others can help you develop positive character traits such as empathy, compassion, and kindness. Totoo naman to, diba, Katambay? That when you start to be the right one, kasi hindi na puro pang sarili. Hindi na makasarili ang puso mo. Hindi na puro ako, ako, ako. Ang iniisip mo na ay tayo. Diba? So nagkakaroon ng empathy, nagkakaroon ng compassion, nagkakaroon ng kindness. And in the process, what's good with this is yes, this is what you shared to your beloved, dun sa kapartner mo. Pero alam, hindi mo napapansin pati sa ibang tao. Nabibigay mo na rin pala sila. Another benefit, being a positive influence. This is beautiful. By modeling positive behavior and values, you can be a positive influence on others. Dahil nakikita ng ibang tao, uy, grabe to, ayos tong taong to. Grabe, ang bait ng taong ito. Grabe, ang generous ng tao. Grabe, ang maalalahanin, maalaga. Di ba? Nakaka-inspire. You influence people. Uy, grabe, meron pa palang ganitong klaseng lalaki. Uy, ayos, meron pa palang ganitong klaseng babae. Di ba? Ang ganda that you inspire people, influence people to pursue to be the right one. Okay? And ito din yung tawag dito sa part na ito rin masasabi natin na dahil dito you create a ripple effect. That when you treat others with kindness and respect, you create a ripple effect that can spread throughout your circle. that could spread to your relationship, sa karelasyon mo, that could spread to your family, di ba? So that's the goal in aspiring to be the right one. My beloved friends, let me end with a personal message that the world needs this now to be the right one, for us to be the right one. Dahil parang sa mundo ngayon na ang relationship ay parang oo, papasok, pero after ilang days, ilang months, ilang years, mababalitaan mo, may nag-cheat. May naghanap ng iba. Maghihiwalay dahil hindi na satisfied dun sa current relationship. Sana bago tayo pumasok sa isang relasyon, buo na tayo. Bago tayo pumasok sa isang relasyon, okay na tayo. Inayos na natin ang ating sarili. Kung may mga issues pa, kung may mga kailangan pang asikasuhin at ayusin, don't settle to go into a relationship na kagad. Spare the hurt na ibibigay mo dun sa ibang tao or even sa sarili mo. Check mo muna ang sarili mo. The best thing to do? Run to God. But at the end of the day, hayaan mo siyang tumulong sa'yo to mold you and also to direct you and of course, to point you to the right person na nakalaan para sa'yo. Alam ng Diyos ang best version mo. Run to Him and ask Him, Lord, help me to be the right one. Tara, simulan natin ang dasal ngayon. In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Panginoon, maraming salamat po sa mensaheng ito sa buwan ng Feb-ibig, na puno ng pag-ibig. Lord, nawa, ayusin mo po ang puso kong gusto mong umibig. That bago po ako pumasok sa isang relasyon, Panginoon, nawa, ikaw muna ang aking piliing ibigin. Na ayusin mo po ang aking puso, ayusin mo po ang aking isipan, ayusin mo po ang aking pagkatao. Tulungan mo ako, Panginoon, to be the right one for that person na inilaan mo para sa akin. This is our prayer, Jesus. In your mighty name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Maraming salamat, Katambay, for listening. Again, please, I encourage you to follow me dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, at iba pang platform na pinakikinggan mo po ito. Make sure lang to please rate this show. Pakirate mo po itong podcast kong ito. This will help me na marami pa po tayong matulungan, marami pa tayong maging kasamahan dito sa ating tambayan, marami pa tayong maging katambay. And at the same time, follow nyo rin po ako sa aking social media account na @tambayanwithcoachlep at sa Instagram and sa aking Facebook page na Coach Lep. You could message me sa aking email, tambayanatcoachlep@gmail.com. Maraming salamat po, Katambay. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.